Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kings, depending on vernacular. Speaking of kings, who's the kings of the NFC North? The Chicago Bears.
Yes,
ding
sir.
Dong, the witch is dead.
That punk bitch witch. Man, I'm not even going front, bruh. The city is on fire right now.
Literally,
the city is on fire. But what I've been noticing, though, is I'm not even gonna lie, that game pissed me off from quarters one. Really 3.75 quarters, I was living.
Yeah.
Because it started out, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It seemed like Ben Johnson was having one of his he was getting out coached up to that point. He was literally getting out coached for 3.75 quarters. And then the last 3:46 is like him and Caleb just turned it on. It's just They just turned it on. And I don't know if it was the 2-minute offense. I don't know what it is. I don't know for the life of me for why our beloved comes out, right? And they start the game and they are so like just lethargic and lackadaisical and slow. Everything they do is just seem like it wasn't working, whether it be, you know, the run or when we started out. Actually, we drove the field. The first 15 scripted plays, we drove down the field. And then, of course, Ben had to do a dumbass move, you know, getting too cute and, you know, want to have his center snap it to his 5'6 running back that's 10 yards deep in the damn backfield in the shotgun.
With the 6'6 tight end.
Hey, like, what the fuck? No, he looked like Mega Man back there, bro, trying to jump up and catch that damn ball. Like, what the hell is going on with that? But, you know,
he took ownership for that, though.
Yeah, absolutely. He definitely said that it was on him. So, you know, that's cool and all. But it's also like, brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you know, I'm just going to be honest, bro. Because what has me perplexed about this whole entire ordeal is that when we get into the playoffs, because now we're locked into the playoffs, you can't start slow. You can't start slow at all. Now, you know, and that's just a cause for alarm. That alarm y'all heard is cause for alarm for all Bears fans. Because again, you have to keep this in mind. All right, we're finishing the year out against desperate teams. Detroit has a 13% chance. They haven't been eliminated. We clinched, but we also want to take the division too. So either way, I don't want to back my way into winning the North. You know, I don't want to back my way into winning the North by another team losing. Right? I want to win out. I want to beat San Fran. I don't care how we do it, but I want to beat San Fran, and I definitely want to beat the shit out the Lions. Right? I really want to whoop their ass, but I'm getting sidetracked. Back to my point. They started out with the plays and they drove all the way down the field, and then Ben Johnson got cute, and then it was a turnover on downs, right, on fourth down. And then it was like from that point on, it's like the offense just stalled. And I believe me and Dan was talking about this on Spaces Saturday night. Why don't the offense just come out, you know, and when we start the game, why can't we just come out in 2-minute offense? And the reason why I say that is because it seems like Caleb thrives in the chaos. It's like he thrives during that 2-minute offense. It's like it gets his blood going. It gets his mind thinking. It's like he has to start fast. And then once he gets in a rhythm, he becomes red hot. There's no thinking. He just plays. There's no thinking. There's no overthinking. He just goes with it. You know what I'm saying? So, Ben Johnson, if you listen to the Three Kings podcast or anybody with the Chicago Bears, if you're listening, why don't we start something new going into the playoffs, right? Because, again, you ain't coming back on too many teams in the playoffs. If you losing three and 3.75 worth of quarters. And granted, thank God for the defense. Round of applause to the defense. Nashawn Wright, two turnovers. If not for those turnovers, we're done. But those forced fumbles right there, that saved our season. That saved us completely. That saved everything that we was doing. And the defense held them to 16 points. Let me tell you again, the defense held the Green Bay Packers to 16 points, which allowed us to come back. So again,
they were 0 for 5 in the red zone.
0 for 5 in the red zone. So again, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, whoever, if you're listening, please shoot this up to Ben and see why can't we start and why can't we start in a two-minute offense when we start the game? And then keep those scripted 15 plays for the second quarter when it goes dead for the offense. And then run those scripted plays in the second quarter. If, you know, let's get into a rhythm. Because it seemed like our quarterback, he has to start fast. I don't know what it is, but it's like their life, it's like they got to be backed against the wall, backed into a corner for him to actually turn on who he is and come out swinging. But, man, I'm elated that we got the dub. It was dope. That pass that Caleb threw, that walk-off, that shit was sweet, man. It was so sweet because it's like he called money before he even caught it. Threw his hands in a hand warmer and just stood there like, yeah. And then when DJ caught it, he just stood there, start rubbing his arms like, ooh, that was cold-blooded right there. Iceman, that's dope, dog. Then DJ catches it. He rolls over in the end zone, which was pass interference either way, but it looked like that bitch-ass ref wasn't going to call it because he was all on DJ back before the ball got to him.
Oh, yeah, he was way before the ball got there.
These refs need to be investigated, bro, because, again, they tried to call that a fumble. When with Swift, clearly he was on the ground for at least 2 seconds before the ball popped out.
Yeah, for sure.
It was wild, sure. But yeah, go ahead, Dan. My apologies.
No, you good? You good? You know, you just sitting here and we think about this whole thing, and it's been a running thing or something that we've spoken about several times throughout the season. Man, they seem to have a scripted start, and it seems to go pretty well. They have a nice first, second, maybe third drive sometimes, or half the third drive, and then all of a sudden it bottoms out, bro. Second quarter, third quarter, it's like we can't do nothing right offensively, right? You move the ball a little bit, you take two, you know, one step forward, two steps back. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And you're playing like that through the second and the third quarter, and then somewhere in the fourth, maybe halfway through the fourth, all of a sudden things start clicking again. So, I mean, they got to do something to figure that out. I don't know if it's just Caleb Williams or if it's the entire offense. I believe it's the entire offense. Yeah. I think for the most part, everybody, you know, and that's what I blame it on. It's not just one person. It's the whole entire offense. And I don't think I have a little bit of a difference of opinion. I don't think he was necessarily getting out coached. I think sometimes, you know, Green Bay came in there and they had a decent game plan.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that out there. They had a decent game
plan. They're still a good team. Yeah.
Yeah, they're still a good team. So they had a decent game plan, and you have to make some type of adjustment. I don't know if the adjustments need to be made earlier or what, but waiting until the fourth quarter is not going to work.
Yeah.
And we're going to need that to be remedied at some point. And it, to be honest with you, man, you know, I'm loving the ride and the wave that we're on. But I don't see that getting better anytime soon. That's something that's going to have to be fixed in the offseason and going into next year. But while we're here, we might as well ride the wave and see how far this thing can go, right? So that's the way I look at it. Caleb Williams, he's got to be more accurate.
Yes.
During the game, now he ended up like 19 to 34 or whatever. But at the beginning of the fourth quarter, the screen, you know, it popped up on the screen. He was like 10 for 23 or 24 or something like that.
Yep, 10 for 24.
And it's like, you know, something, you can't be that far below 50% completion percentage.
Like 80-some yards. He was 10 for 24 for 80-some yards.
I don't know if it was that low, but it was somewhere around
it was egregious.
It was somewhere around
there. Egregious.
And I'm just like, I'm like, you got to, I love what he did in the fourth quarter. Love it. 100% love it. But come playoff time, bigger games, you're going to have to play a consistent game.
You know, when you say
that's what I've been looking for.
When you say that, the crazy thing about it is I think the Niners, they're definitely going to adapt to it. And I think Detroit will as well. He's going to face a lot of 8-9-man fronts. As long as Rome Odunze and Luther Burden are out, He's going to face a lot of 8-9 man fronts, and it's going to.
I don't think they're going to be out in the playoffs. No.
I'm just talking about these next two. These next two games.
But there's an easy way to combat that though. If they want to put 8-9 men in the front, put three tight ends, one wide receiver,
13 personnel, which beats their man coverage, as you can see in that 13 personnel, which beat Green Bay's man coverage because you have one of the tight ends, they're occupying that second safety. Which they're running that nice corner route. They're running that corner route, which occupies that safety and holds that safety, which leaves the back safety one-on-one with the wide receiver, and that's when he ran that deep post.
Right.
It's a coverage beater all day, every day.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing. They may throw 8-9 men in the box. I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of people doing that because I believe that we have enough weapons and we have, like you said, the personnel that's going to be able to combat that anyway. They're not going to be able to do that. And if they do it, then we'll roll that personnel out there and make them switch back up. You know what I mean? They're not gonna stay in it.
Yeah, even though Caleb is his accuracy needs to improve, obviously, because I think he's like a tad below 58%. But he has 3,400 passing yards and 26 touchdowns.
Yeah.
So the dude's in top 10. So he's a top 10 passer right now. Right. So even though he may be accurate, he gonna miss some, but guess what? He gonna hit some. He gonna DJ Mario ass. He gonna roll. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you can't really do that to them. Like, the thing with the, like, I believe what Dan said. I think a lot of it, the rhythm of the offense, a lot of it's going to have to come in the offseason. Like, because it ain't one particular person, because it'll be Caleb will miss something, Ben Johnson to call a stupid play,
Zacchaeus will drop a ball. Zacchaeus will drop a ball.
Zacchaeus will drop a ball.
Yeah.
I was pissed off when he dropped that pass, dude. But I know we had nobody else, you know, but I was like, you know, or something like that will happen, or there'll be a false start. It just seems like every now and then there's something. You'll get a false start, and you get now you're on 2nd and 15 instead of 2nd and 10 because you got stuffed on the first play run, you know, and it's a lot of that. But I want to stick to the negatives, and I'm gonna give you a reason why. Because the Packers fans, they are dumb, bro. All I see on Twitter is Packer fans telling me that they need to fire Matt LaFleur, and I'm saying yes, fire Matt LaFleur. Please fire him and get that defensive coordinator out of there. They're horrible.
Absolutely.
Get him
out of there.
They're great coaches, bro. The reason why that game was even as tight is, like Ned said, it was getting out coached. It was a chess match going on between Matt LaFleur, Dennis Allen, and Haley, and Ben Johnson. This is some high-level coaching, bro. That's why the game was so tight. These guys knew each other inside and out. They know Ben Johnson because he was in Detroit. Ben Johnson knows them because he was in Detroit. They know us because we're the Bears and the Packers. These games with the Packers are always going to be slugfest, bro. Yeah. It's always going
to
be
Our last four games came down to the last possession.
We're better than the Vikings, but that game came down to look what it came down to. When we play Detroit, if we still plan for something, it's going to be a slugfest.
Right.
They blew us out the first time, but that game is going to be ugly if we fight for the number one seed. So some of that, bro, is the NFC North kind of thing going on where it's just going to be tight and it's going to be a play here and there. Look, think about historically the Bears. Remember when Aaron Rodgers broke our heart with that Randall Cobb pass?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a tight game. Yeah. That wasn't like a blowout. These games that we lost to the Packers aren't like they blew us out a couple games, but it was like a lot of tight games of play here and there. If we would have done this, we would have won.
Right.
We right back there, and it just so happens that we now have the players that make those plays.
Yeah.
You know, 2018 when Aaron Rodgers came out the tunnel and beat us, well, it was one of those games. It was a low-scoring game, but Aaron Rodgers just threw it one pass and it crushed us, and he won the game. He had 180 passing yards or something. And it's going to be like that when we play the Packers. I mean, we're going to see what happens with the 49ers, but I say, hey, bro, enjoy this game. Jay Cutler beat the Packers twice in his entire career.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Trubisky beat him once.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields beat him zero.
Mm-hmm. Caleb beat him twice.
Twice. So, hey, bro, we ain't the same old Bears, so enjoy it. It's going to be ugly. Hopefully we get to a point where we're just stomping these motherfuckers. Right. 50 to 13.
Yeah. It'd be nice.
But hey, man,
a win is a win. At the end of the day, like J-Rock said, win. That's all that matters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, after this season, I see Jahdae Walker fitting into Zacchaeus' position real nice.
Yeah,
real nicely.
Absolutely.
He might do it before.
Yeah, for real. You know, we just got to get them boys up. We got to get Luther and we got to get Rome back.
I think they'll
keep Rome out to the playoffs. We'll see what happens. But I think Luther comes back this weekend. He has to.
Yeah, right? Rome being having the stress factor. You know what I mean? Yeah. The stress factor in your foot. Like that's real. You got to be careful.
That's
with
real
it.
Iffy.
You could. You know what I mean?
Remember, the last person had a stress factor in his foot that we had was that wide receiver we drafted out of West Virginia.
Yeah, Kevin White.
Kevin White. Yeah, that guy.
That lingered forever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Tell me about
it. Yeah. Yeah,
I had a fracture in my foot too, and it takes a while. It takes longer than you anticipate. You know, you can walk on it and things like that, but you can't do certain things, and it just takes longer to heal than normal because you're constantly on it. You're constantly moving. You know what I mean? And
it's not really reason to run wrong back.
Yeah, especially if it's, you know, when you move, stuff moves. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, it ain't no reason to rush him back, man. We still got weaponry. We still got plenty of what we need. And they can get the job done. It's clear and evident that they can get the job done. I just want consistent play. I mean, you know, we missed the podcast last week, you know what I mean? And we talked about the consistent play. Now, it was cool that I saw what I saw against Cleveland, because Cleveland is a top-notch defense as well.
Yes.
They got the best pass rusher in the league. They got pretty decent corners. They got some linebackers that can play.
They can play.
So I saw them in that game play a consistent game from start to finish. You know what I mean? Put up 31 points. I mean, they pretty much dominated, and it was real encouraging. But then you come back with this one, and it's like, hold up. And I understand it is Green Bay, like you said. You know what I mean? So it's probably going to be a slugfest. It's probably going to be different. But I just like to see a little bit more consistency, just a little bit more of an ability to move the ball. You know, it ain't got to be a touchdown drive, bro. Just move the ball. Don't go three and out. Don't go, you know what I mean? Move the ball 30 or 40 yards. Get better field position. Set yourself up for the next drive. You know, things like that. Those are things that I want to see from Chicago going forward. We'll see what happens, though.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, like I said, it's just what Luther had. He had a sprained ankle.
Yeah, he young, though. Like, were young, bro. You sprain your ankle, you just need a week, you'll be all right.
Yeah. So he'll definitely be back. No, so now we're looking at having Luther Burden. We're looking at DJ Moore, Jahdae Walker, you know, as that three-receiver group. And, of course, you know, you got Zacchaeus in there, you know what I'm saying? He makes moments, and then he has some moments where you be like, man, what the hell, bro? Like, seriously.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's just too inconsistent. But it's all good. You know, we got Zacchaeus, you know what I'm saying? We still got both our tight ends. We still got the run game. We're going to be all right, man. I'll tell you what. We have more weapons than the San Francisco 49ers do.
Oh, they beat up, man.
They very beat up.
I was looking at the injury. Bosa out, Fred Warner out.
Yeah, they very beat up, especially offensively.
Ayuk gone.
Yeah. Ayuk doing 120 pass Levi Stadium, bro. And I just seen a video about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, so.
He wilding.
Yeah, he's definitely tripping. You know, they don't have Ayuk. He wants to be traded. He probably will be traded, you know, once the season comes to an end. But, again, you don't want to leave, like I said, I keep bringing up the Niners game, is because you don't want to leave anything to chance. This week, going into this game, you want to take care of business and lock up the North. Therefore, the game Sunday means nothing. You could rest everybody, or you could play, you know what I'm saying? Or you could play. I would play them for a half, but then they would say, well, Detroit swept you. I mean, we had already had it locked up, bro. We don't care.
Yeah, who cares?
You know what I'm saying? We went 12-5.
At that point, you want to go healthy, especially if you don't get the number one seed, because you don't get a bye, so you kind of give yourself a bye.
But then again, if the number one seed is on the line against the Lions, we already won the North. You know, goddamn it, let's get the number one seed.
If it's the number one seed on the line, you know Ben Johnson going for it, because one, you want to get back, you want to get his leg back on Detroit.
Absolutely.
And you want the number one seed. So, yeah.
I don't see them resting people and things like that. You may rest some guys like a Rome who's battling back from injury. There's no reason to rush him back, but I don't see him like sitting major components. You know what I mean? The Bears are not the type of team that you need to, you know, we're not at that level. Let's put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people are saying, oh, are they going to rest people? Are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? I don't think so. I mean, I could be wrong, but I don't see Ben Johnson, especially getting beat down the way we did, got beat down by Detroit last time. You know what I mean? And I don't like jumping ahead, of course, but of course, if you can take care of business, the earlier, the better. which is what I want to see happen, especially this week. But we'll see, man. You know what I mean? You got a lot of stuff that's there. You got a lot of reasons why you would want to play that game. I know the players also want to get that game back against Detroit.
Yeah, they want for the coach. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For the coach too. You know, because they know they like this coach. They believe what he's talking, and it's like, yeah, man, we kind of let you down with that dud we put out there, where they blew us out, put up 52 on us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I'm sure they want to get them back. And then not only that, but it's still a chance for Detroit to make the playoffs, even if they don't win. You know what I mean? Like they can backdoor their way into the playoffs. If anything goes wrong, if we beat San Fran, and then, you know,
Green Bay loses.
Yeah, they got the Ravens. If they lose to the Ravens and then they mess around and lose the following week, they can backdoor their way into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Ben Johnson would relish the opportunity. Just, nah, y'all ain't getting to the playoffs.
Putting them out their misery.
Go home now. Yeah, go home now. You don't get an extra week.
We ain't gonna do the Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
Allow you in, and then you turn around and put us out. Like, oh, damn.
I think more than likely the Bears gonna play. That's Ben Johnson, man.
Yeah,
it's Ben Johnson, man. So, hey, man, I gotta say this, DJ Moore.
Go DJ, that's my DJ.
DJ's been balling, man. Everybody's like, it was like the week before everybody on the talk radio was like, we might need to trade DJ Moore. He doesn't fit.
Yeah, DJ
and Caleb don't. Man, since Rome went down, DJ stepped up. That pass that he caught like the week before in Cleveland,
yeah,
in the back in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I was like, that shit was crazy, bro. I was like, oh no. Then I saw DJ catch the ball and spin that shit.
Yeah, that was nasty.
He caught the game winning touchdown. Hey, man, I gotta say, DJ need to stay, man. I know people were talking about some trade.
He definitely
DJ
need to stay.
Cap it.
You don't make your team better by diminishing your weaponry. You need all your weapons when you go to war. You don't make your team any better by diminishing your weaponry.
No,
flat out.
No.
So again, no. You know, you want to stack talent at critical positions. You want to stack talent at quarterback. You want to stack talent at offensive tackle. You want to stack talent at wide receiver. You want to stack talent at your DBs. You want to stack talent, you know, you want to have a rotational D line. You want to stack talent there, you know what I'm saying, where you can rotate bodies in and out. Look at the Denver Broncos when they won their Super Bowl. They had a plethora of guys amongst that D-line that they could rotate in and out. Look at the Seattle Seahawks. They had a plethora of guys. One go down, it don't matter. We got DBs for days. We got D-line for days. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. They're interchangeable. I got somebody on the bench that's just as good as the starter. So, again,
yes,
you know, that's how you win Super Bowls. And that's how you sustain that's how you become a dynasty. You mm-hmm. stack talent and you draft well with good rookie deals. You don't go out here.
Yeah. You develop.
Yeah, you develop them. You don't go out here and get guys that are already established for what? When you got everybody that you need on your roster right now. Nation Wright.
Right.
You know, we got some decisions to make. They need to sign that man today because the price is going to go up. Okay? The price is going to go up. Why you got him? Yeah.
Nation Wright,
Theo
Benedict.
Yeah.
Who? Jahdae Walker.
Yes.
You have these guys, Kyle Manung guy in the seventh round.
Yes.
This is coaching, folks.
Yeah.
It's coaching.
This is coaching.
Yeah. And for anybody, you know, these guys that we're naming, you know, these guys, they're not going to command super money. You know what I'm saying? These are guys that we're going to be able to lock up. They'll, you know, Poles will be able to get good deals for these guys, and they'll be key contributors on decent deals where we're not paying an exorbitant amount of money. You know what I'm saying? For these guys.
I think Nation Wright is going to get paid.
He might get paid, but
He's tied for the most turnovers, you know, most turnovers in the league.
But,
most interceptions, and then he's tied for, and then he's number one with causing the most turnovers.
And that's fine, but a lot of people in the league look at that as like, okay, do you get paid off of one season? Are we doing a Larry Brown type thing? Where Larry Brown caught a, you know, interception in the Super Bowl and got paid by the Raiders the following year?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So is it a flash in the pan? And I've heard it, you know what I mean, from several different people. Like, you know, Al Harris has coached. He's coached some guys who have put up major numbers, right? Deron Bland or Trayvon Diggs. But then they fall off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, is it a flash in the pan or can you produce this over and over and over? And I'm not saying Nashawn can't. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you is.
I believe in the NFL. No, I believe in the NFL. These GMs and these teams nowadays, they look at it and they're looking at, okay, they're not paying people for what they did before. They're paying you for what you could possibly do for them now.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Back in the day, you get paid off of what you did. Now, if you can produce that and produce it and produce it a couple of years, then yeah, you'll get paid. I think he'll get paid, but I don't think he's going to command like top-notch cornerback money or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't getting paid like, you know, Sauce Gardner or something like that.
No, I don't think he's going to get that.
About 16, 20 mil.
Yeah. He'll get paid, though. He'll definitely get paid.
Yeah, he got a couple years.
Yeah, like, about 2 years, 16 to 20 million.
Yeah, the first year probably fully guaranteed. Second year, they can cut him. Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
Maybe. Yeah, it'd be something like that. Yeah, but I think even for that number, he'll probably be willing to stay in Chicago for that. You know,
I hope he does.
Team is fun. This team is, people want to be on this team, man. Like, imagine you going from this team and then he signed that deal with the Raiders just for the money. And he's sitting in that locker room like,
right.
Like, this is trash, bro. These dudes ain't. You know,
absolutely.
So hopefully the Bears re-sign him. You know,
do y'all think we keep CJ?
Ooh, keeping them both, that's tough, bro.
I know.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
That's gonna be tough to keep them both. And you already got Kyler Gordon locked up. You know, he's been
Kyler going gotta
the
stay
whole
healthy,
year.
Baby. He got to stay healthy. Your best availability is your best ability is availability. And if you ain't available,
it is.
And come on, it man. Is. I mean, goddamn, you in the training room more than the goddamn trainers.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'll say this about him. I'm gonna wait and see. I got a wait and see approach when it comes to Kyler Gordon, because a lot of people are kind of down on him right now. I'm gonna say he ain't been hurt before this. You know, he ain't missed a ton of games before this. He missed a couple here and there or whatever. But I think this is a situation where he's kind of rushing himself back a little bit. And here's the other thing I thought about, too. You know, you think about it, and I talked about this on the other podcast that I'm doing. But, you know, you think back to the days of Lovie Smith, right? That first year, they had a ton of injuries. And what did Lovie do?
Fire
he went
train.
To the strength and conditioning coaches. He started evaluating everything and like, okay, what are we going to do to get guys more healthy? So some of that has to fall on the organization. Some of it's going to fall on that strength and conditioning coaches and things like that. If they're not doing their due diligence and keeping guys healthy or helping them bounce back from injuries or bounce back from, I mean, because everybody got a recovery process during the course, you know, because it's collision after collision after collision in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So during the week, even if you're not injured, you still have to recover. And if these guys are not helping them recover right, you know what I mean? That's a question that's going to have to be answered. And Ben Johnson will probably address that at some point in time, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the thing is, the reason why he's rushing himself to get back, because he's seen Nashawn Wright is taking off. He sees CJ is doing their thing. He's like, man, look, damn, if they winning with these guys, I gotta hurry up and get back in there.
You think so? I mean, he just got paid though. He's locked in.
Yeah, that's cool. He locked in, but locked in don't stop you from being traded. It don't.
I give him credit for trying to get back.
Oh, absolutely.
I give him credit for that. And I give the Bears credit for going ahead and shutting them down too, because it's at the point where it's like, okay, you're trying to come back, you gotta help him protect himself.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, I'm all for shutting him down for the year, letting him, you know, get him fully healthy and bounce back next year.
Absolutely. You know,
Ben Johnson said he might come back for the playoffs. It's a possibility.
I mean, but if he comes back though, would you really want to insert him in? You know what I'm saying? Would that throw off
CJ
the chemistry?
Went down with a knee.
Yeah.
The other game, late in the game, so
that stiff-legged jam he had. Yeah.
Hopefully it's just I ain't seen no ACL stuff, but you know, that was like, yeah. It's tough, man, because then it came, like you said, the chemistry off.
Right.
They used to CJ being there, him and Brisker got their little thing because they both kind of the NFL young boys, you know, they got that.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, you throwing off chemistry. I mean, that's tough. I mean, we gonna put him on the bench.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Again, but, you know, you wait to see, because, again, you know, you got CJ went down with a knee. You know what I'm saying? Okay, boom, he hurt. All right, now get in there. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're actually needed. But just because you coming back, you know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, like, nah, hold on. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Unless somebody out there getting cooked, you know, I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, rest up. Unless somebody out there getting cooked. But that damn pillow, this is my thing. You can call me dirty or anything you want. I see anybody come in the game, bro, with a damn pillow helmet. Okay, you got that pillow helmet on, like Romeo Dobbs. I'm giving you. Find me. I don't care. You catch that ball, I'm blasting the shit out your head. A heat-seeking missile. You understand me? The heat-seeking missile. Look, say what you want. That's the name of the game. Okay, name of the game. You can't look. They've done it to us far too many damn times. How many players of ours have they knocked out in critical games? Critical
shit, situations. Man, dude. Fuck.
Exactly. Yeah, that was after the play.
One of the dirtiest plays in the history.
Absolutely.
Well, look what they did to DJ. Freaking Valentine clipped DJ.
Exactly. Dead in his back. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah, that was his ass.
Yeah, they want to say that the hit on Jordan Love.
Nixon.
Yeah,
it was Nixon. Sorry. So that's the other thing that I want to get to, though. Like Nixon, you know, the guy who made the interception to win the game for them, he got burnt on the last two touchdowns, number one. And then he also clipped DJ Moore. He was the one that clipped DJ Moore.
Yeah, he was clipped. He's the one. Valentine.
Sorry, Valentine. He's a bogus. Exactly.
But they're trying to scream.
We're going to throw mud on Nixon's name, though.
Yeah. They're trying to scream that hit on Jordan Love was dirty. And I'm like, well, how?
Nah,
because he's the one that tucked his hit. I mean, you can clearly see that Booker went in and aimed for his chest plate. Man, he put his face mask in his chest plate. And then
it's the hardest thing.
Love sat there and tucked his head.
He fucking did.
When he tucked his head, his head got blasted.
He tried to get small.
He tried to pull that turtle.
That's the hardest thing to do in the NFL or in any sport, actually. In any level of football, the hardest thing to do is to aim for the chest of the quarterback or whoever that you're going at. They automatically draw in and get small. That's what they do. They try to get small. So he took it on his helmet because he didn't want to get hit in the chest. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a dirty play. It's not a dirty hit. And you got all these people that's talking about, oh, three penalties on the Bears for unsportsmanlike stuff. And it's like, man, what do y'all do? Exactly. You know what I mean?
And there was another hit by Booker where he said he put the weight over him. You can see him tackle him. He's literally trying to roll his body when they play it in slow motion. And it just so happened that he landed on top of him. I'm like, what the hell is that? You know,
they want the defenders now tucking guys into bed, man. That's basically you tuck your kid in when he was, you know, four years old or whatever. You tucking them in bed. They want you to lay them down on the ground and putting a blanket on them. I'll tackle.
Here you go.
Tell them a nighttime.
You need your sound machine on. Put your sound machine on. Yeah.
Right. You know. So again, you know, and then of course, you know, after that, Jordan Love goes out, and then Malik Willis comes in and looks like fucking Michael Vick, and I'm like, come on, y'all.
Let's give that brother Malik Willis his props.
Yeah, he's a starter.
He can play.
Yeah, he was a starter in Tennessee.
He was a what draft? What overall draft pick was he?
He went in the third round.
Third round. Was he something like that? Yeah. And then they drafted Will Levis.
Yeah.
And then let him go.
The Mayo Warrior.
So that brother, that dude can play ball, man. And the thing is, the Bears weren't prepared because Jordan Love doesn't run. So like now you go from a dude who's want to sit in the pocket from a guy doing zone reads, and these guys they were totally.
It was caught off guard with that. Yeah. He was tearing our ass up for a minute until Sweat got a hold of him and put that body weight on, tore that shoulder up. Thank God. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's a dirty game. You get it how you live. We had a little luck too.
Sport, man.
We had a little luck on our side too, because man, that fourth and one, that botch. I just knew right then. I was like, it's divine intervention. We win this game. That botch,
you know,
that botch snap. When I seen the ball on the ground, I said, oh my God!
I thought about the Commanders game right before that snap. I was like, in my head, I ain't say it, so I can't claim it. But I thought, like, man, I remember when Jaden Daniels fumbled that, and then that's, swear to God, bro, it happened.
Yeah.
I was thinking that in my head, and he fumbled it, and I was like, that's it right there, bro.
That's it.
That was it. That was it. That was game. You knew they were going to ice it. And the thing about it is, it may be divine intervention and you get some luck, but you got to capitalize on that old opportunity. Because the Bears would have that shit in the past, and they wouldn't score a touchdown. They would get the onside kick, but then couldn't score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you gotta give props what props to do that they actually converted when they needed to convert.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, again, I was so geeked, and I loved bathing in the tears of Packer fans all weekend, all the way up. I mean, again, like they said, this game is probably a strong candidate to be game of the year. And that's the honest to God truth. I believe that this was the game of the year. This game reminded me of when the Packers lost to the Seattle Seahawks in the playoffs in Seattle, when Seattle came all the way back, kicked the onside kick against Green Bay, got the ball back, went down, scored the go-ahead touchdown. They did all of this in like the last 2 to 3, 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw Grassi. He said that's what it reminded him. Tim Grassi, the Packers, only Packer fan I really like. He was saying that it was reminding him of the Seahawks game, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It was that crazy.
Deja vu all over again. That was pretty dope, though. That tripped me out. That was pretty dope. So
it's crazy. It's crazy how the whole thing went down, man. But I will say this. I believe that the Bears did more to win that game than for it being lucky.
Yeah.
I don't like using that word. I don't like it. And the reason I don't like it is because you still got to put yourself in position to get lucky. You got to put yourself in that position. You got to get there to get there. So, you know, it's just – I don't want to diminish anything that the Bears have accomplished, that Caleb is able to accomplish on the football field. I'm not trying to diminish that, and I'm not going to let nobody else diminish it either. But I just feel like they did what they needed to do. They've been doing that. And it's the same thing with the takeaways. The Bears have led the league in takeaways all season long. People are talking about, oh, you can't do that. Y'all are getting lucky with takeaways. It's been all season long, people. You know what I mean? That's by design. The Bears are an opportunistic defense. They're not going to shut you down. They're going to give up some yardage, but they're opportunistic. When you make a mistake, we will take full advantage.
Yes, that's what it is.
We're going to catch it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they're an opportunistic defense, and people don't understand that, but you got to realize it for what it is.
It's not, bro, like an onside kick. It's a play. It's meant to do what it did. And you had Romeo Doubs with his guardian cap on out there shook. He didn't want to take no hit. Well, Christian Wazendad said that. That boy out there with that guardian cap, he didn't want no smoke. Christian Wazendad is wild.
Oh, that's for real. They had him on the hands team on the onside kick with everybody rushing at him. And he's probably thinking like, damn, I don't want to get concussed.
He took his eyes off the ball. You watch the slow play. You see the ball coming. His eyes get big. And he just fumbled it. He did. He want to get popped. He like, he didn't want no smoke.
Mega Mind ain't want that hit. Mega Mind ain't want that hit. That big pillow
head.
He didn't want that hit.
And so guess what? You recovered the onside kick. And guess what you did after that? You scored.
Yeah.
They did a zero blitz.
Yeah.
And they had an answer. Jahdae Walker did his little juby slide.
They got caught with their pants down twice.
That's a good thought too, man. Anybody that's doing an onside kick, from now on, the man with the pillow on his head.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kick the ball to him because he's definitely afraid, right?
Yeah, he don't want it. Scared.
Don't put Roshon Johnson out there because Roshon might still catch it. Roshon is still dying here first today.
Yeah, he will. He does.
He'll give his life out
pillow
there.
Pillow head out there, like, come on, man.
He does, bro.
He's trying to give his life up. But Romeo Doubs, I'm telling you, go watch that replay. Romeo Doubs scared shitless, bro. He did not want anything to do with that football, bro.
Literally, bro. Literally, this is Romeo Doubs, bro. Literally. Literally.
He looked like Adam Ant running around.
Got this big ass guardian cap on.
The people that can't see it, right? Of course, y'all can't see it. He got a pair of scissors. And on top of the scissors is a microphone.
A yellow microphone cover. It's like literally. Like no joke. Right here. It's Romeo Doubs. Like God. You remember that, man.
Y'all remember that cartoon Adam Ant when he got that big old helmet?
That's how he definitely looked
like. Yeah. He won't know
smoke. What's my man from Fred Flintstone? The little green guy with the big ass helmet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Helm that used to be popping up on Fred all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, man. It wasn't luck. That's what the Packers are going to say. The Packers, you know, these fan bases, they're going to make excuses. No, man, they beat us to go to the Super Bowl. We had Caleb Haney at quarterback. Yeah. Nobody, we ever mentioned that? We ain't said, well, you ain't beat us. You beat Caleb Haney. The game is the game, bro. Malik Willis can play, for one. Let's stop acting like he's some scrub. He can play. He didn't make you lose the game, right? So,
Not only that, did we scream luck when we was whooping their ass on Monday Night Football, the first game with Khalil Mack, and then all of a sudden they came back and won? That was a miracle. No. Did we scream luck with that? No, we just got beat. It's all good. It's all good.
That's all I got for the fan base, man. Don't let them talk y'all and gaslight y'all and thinking that, you ain't really good. It's not, we beat you. Because when those numbers go up for the all-time record, they don't put backup quarterbacks in these teams. No, they just going to put the all-time record.
Listen, you said we couldn't beat you with Jordan Love. We did it. We knocked him out. He played. Again. He started. We knocked his ass out.
Second time.
For the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 2 years, we are 2-2 against each other, and all four games have come down to the final possession.
I think it's like five games have been real close. So the last five games have been real close since 2024, I think it is, right?
Yeah. So, you know, the first time it was a blocked field goal. The second time we beat y'all with a made field goal. The third time, Caleb threw the interception in the end zone. The fourth time, Caleb connected in the damn end zone. Mm-hmm. That's how close these games have been.
Yep.
Bottom line, it's come down to the final play. The final play.
Yep.
And we did it in walk-off fashion, which was dope as hell. So, enough of them.
Yeah,
fuck them.
Awesome.
They not getting no more of our time. The Niners. Big bad
bang,
Niners.
Bang, bang, Niner game.
Bang, bang, Niner game. And, you know, we don't really fare well going out to California. We really don't. It's been historic. I think the last time we won there is Monday Night Football, if I believe, with Jay Cutler and them, or did we win with Trubisky
at
quarterback?
We won in 2018. I was there.
Yeah.
We won in 2018.
With Trubisky, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we went to the playoffs. It didn't start out good.
Squabbling.
We came back on that one, didn't we?
Squabbling out there.
We took over that stadium that year when I went up there. Me and my brother went up there. So
didn't we come back on that one?
I can't remember.
Took over in the second half?
I can't remember, but it was like it was a pretty even game because the Niner fans were pretty quiet in that stadium that day.
Yeah,
we beat them.
Yeah,
you know, I might post those on Twitter. It was a gang of Bear fans up there.
That's right.
So yeah,
that's
man.
That's right.
Yeah, we beat them. So I like the Niner. I like, you know, Shanahan. I used to give him crap, but he's a good coach, man. I give him props. But his team is beat up. I will say that they are severely beat up, man. I think the Bears should take care of them, but it ain't gonna be easy, you know. But
they're gonna be on a short week too because they play tonight.
Yeah, they play tonight.
I'll be rooting for the Colts to tax that ass, even though I don't want the Colts to win. I want the Niners to win. I want the Niners to win, and this is why: because they'll be more prone to drop the game next week. They'll be more prone to drop the game next week due to the fact that if it's a slugfest, they get beat up pretty good. Okay, cool. The thing is, man, fuck that. I don't care whether they win or lose tonight. Either way, Brock Purdy does not scare me at all. He don't scare me at all, and I don't believe in Juwan Jennings and Pearsall beating our damn DBs. I just don't see that happen.
The problem is
Kittle,
Kittle and McCaffrey.
Yeah. Kittle and McCaffrey.
And not only that, but they're disciplined. They're well coached, right? So they're not going to make a ton of mistakes. Those are the things that you look at with the team. So they're not going to be, you know, are they going to put the ball in harm's way? Things like that. You know, of course, you can force the issue in certain areas of the game, but, you know, for the most part, that's what's going to make this a difficult game because they're well coached. I mean, they're 10-4, so they're rolling along. You know what I mean? They take a. I know Detroit wants them to lose. I'm sure of that.
Oh, that's
Detroit needs them to lose. Detroit needs a lot of stuff to happen.
Yeah, they do.
The Motor City Kitties.
They need a lot of stuff.
You know what? Fuck them Lions fans. Fuck them to hell. Okay. They could get the Mia Khalifa fucking of all fuckings. Okay. To pure hell. All right. They can get the Bonnie Blue fucking of all fuckings. We'll go with Bonnie Blue because the Lions are blue. We'll go with Bonnie Blue because you know what? I loathe you sorry son of a bitches just about as much as I loathe the Packer fans. And I'm going to tell you why, okay? For my entire existence that I lived out here in the Metro Detroit area, you ain't been shit, ain't never going to be about shit, never was about shit, and ain't going to never amount to shit. But these last 2 years, You punk bitch motherfuckers sat here and ran your mouths like you won a Super Bowl. Like you've accomplished something. And then want to beat your fucking chest because you done won the NFC North 2 years straight. After not winning it for damn near 40 fucking years. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Because again, I'm sorry, when we were winning the North, I want to say 3-4 years straight, 5 years straight, when we had Urlacher and everybody else, and we was winning the North, we didn't. Okay. Our goal wasn't it. Our goal wasn't the NFC North. Our goal was Super Bowls. Okay? Super Bowls. You hated and laughed and danced on our graves when we lost to the Green Bay Packers in the 2010 NFC Championship, but yet you ain't made it since 92. Then you make the NFC Championship for the first time in 40 years, and what you do? You piss your leg. You blow the fucking lead, and you blow the game. How do you go up two scores at halftime and lose by two scores? Fuck you. You deserve everything bad that happens to you, okay? Seriously. You were a feel-good story the first time that you sorry son of a bitches made it to the playoffs, but that second year, you came back hella arrogant. And that's why you got smacked in the mouth against the Washington Commanders. And I told y'all then your window was closed.
I mean, but that's the thing, though. Like, I think everybody's going to come like that because they're not used to winning, right? So if you're not used to winning, you get a couple of dubs and all of a sudden you want to act out and, you know, you don't get to boast that much about anything. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I'm on board with it. I'm on board with, you know, Lions fans have thought very highly of themselves yes. and their team for quite some time now, for yes. a couple of years. And at the end of the day, I said this at the beginning, that I got a homeboy that's a Lions fan. He's one of my best friends. And
me too.
He's a Lions fan. He's yeah. a Lions fan, right? And he's like, you know, we was 15-2. You know, y'all are so – we so far behind them. That's what I was told at the beginning.
Yeah, that's what they said.
So far behind, there's no chance of us winning the game. I mean, and now here we are fast forward going into week 17. The Bears are in lone position of the, you know, division lead, and we are 3 games ahead of them.
Yeah. Now,
this yeah, there's no chance of overtaking us.
At all. This is so a crazy like, stat, right?
It's like life comes at you fast.
Yeah. This is a crazy stat, is that Dan Campbell as a head coach, with Ben Johnson, he was 31-10. 31-10 or 31-15, mm-hmm. something like that. 31-10, 31-15. Without Ben Johnson, he is 11-28. Mm. 11-28 without Ben Johnson. Mm. Okay. So, I mean, and now you see why Lions fans were scorned lovers, per se. When Ben Johnson left and took the job in Chicago and said, this is where I've always wanted to be. Always wanted to be. So, you know, it is what it is. Listen, don't let us get hot. Don't let us get hot. Because, again, I seen on Get Up this morning where they were talking about the Bears and everything else. And they said, could Chicago win a Super Bowl? And they laughed. And I was like, oh, don't get beside yourself. But then it took for Adam Schefter to say, well, why not? Because they beat they dominated the defending Super Bowl champions in the Philadelphia Eagles. Dominated them on both sides of the ball. Dominated them. They couldn't do anything with them. And these are the defending Super Bowl champs. You better start taking the Bears seriously. I'm telling you. Don't let us get hot, okay? Again, don't let us put it together and everything starts clicking. Because again, we're beating teams and we're on probably only about 60% full capacity. What I mean by 60% full capacity, we are the most injured team in the NFL.
Yeah.
We've had players that missed
injuries all
the most time in the NFL.
That's the one thing that when it comes to Detroit fans, that's the one thing that pisses me off. Because they'll sit here and say, oh, we're missing Brian Branch or we're missing this guy and that's why we lost yesterday and blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, that's what I hear. And it's like, hold on. We played a game with no linebackers. Hold on. our secondary has been in shambles the entire year. Our defensive line has been rough.
When we played them, we played without four defensive starters.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got two wide receivers out right now.
Yes.
I mean, everybody has injuries. That is the name of the game. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have injuries.
Yes.
You got to have next man up. So yeah. I don't want to hear all that injury talk. I don't want to hear none of that because it happens to every team in the league.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing that I will get on Detroit fans about because they seem to cry and cry and cry about injuries. And it's like, man, we've been dealing with injuries more so than anybody in this league right now.
Yeah.
Bears have been hit the hardest.
Absolutely.
Been hit the hardest with the injury bug, dude. Ain't nobody saying nothing. They were like, well, this guy's injured. I'm like, okay.
And ain't nobody supposed to have sympathy for you if you got no injury.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go beat down the backup.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
No one cares.
I'm trying to get the dub, no baby. So again, we've operated at only 60% full capacity. That goes on both sides of the ball. And far as offensively, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. So again, can you imagine that we hit the ground running in the playoffs, and Ben opens a whole new offensive scheme, a whole new offensive playbook, and say, you know what, this is what we finna run. And then, boom, we catch fire. Before you know it, boom, NFC Championship. And we at home, number one seed? Because I'm telling you, Seattle is going to drop one of these games. One of these two, Seattle is going to drop. And coming up on this game against the Panthers, they may drop that game due to the fact that they're going to be without their best defensive weapon because he want to curb stomp somebody's calf.
Yeah, man, a lot of stuff can happen. I mean, you can kind of get the de facto number one, like if the Bears are the number two seed, and whoever is number one, like Seattle gets number one, and they lose.
And they get popped.
You're the number one seed.
By Green Bay.
Number one seed. Yeah, now you're the number one seed. So you can still have an NFC championship with you at home.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's scary to play the Bears because you got to come to Chicago.
Yes.
In the cold.
Yes.
With that running game.
Yes.
And that is an advantage because they're going to pound you. They're going to pound the rock.
Y'all remember what happened when the Bears went to, what, the Super Bowl, was it? When they played.
05. When the Saints came marching in.
Saints came, right? The Saints played and they seemed like they was okay in the first half. The second half.
Got dominated. Mm-hmm.
That cold weather got to him, bro. They didn't want to tackle nobody. They didn't want to get tackled. They didn't want to play. They didn't want to be out there.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be out there. That cold weather got to him. And that's an advantage that the Bears have always had. That's what's up.
Yeah. So, hey, man, getting number one is what I think that's the goal. I think Ben Johnson, I watched his press conference. He said that get the division and get the number one seed and get that bye. And start winning. Because the great thing about being the number one seed, you get that bye, and if you win that first game, you go straight to the NFC Championship.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's the beauty of it.
That's the beauty of it, man.
That's the beauty of it.
That's the goal right there. Because when they did, the Bears did that, didn't they have a bye in 2010? Because we beat the Seahawks, and then we played the Packers.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
We had that bye. That's exactly what happened.
Yep.
You know?
So again, we got the Niners coming up. Game predictions. What y'all got?
I got the Bears with a dub, man. I honestly think they're gonna win out.
Okay.
I think the Bears are gonna win out. I thought them losing that game to Green Bay, I thought they were gonna win out. I didn't think I knew they were gonna beat Green Bay. They beat the Eagles, they lost to Green Bay, beat the Browns. They're gonna win out. They're gonna go out, they're gonna run the board, and I think the 49ers is gonna be one of them. I don't think it's going to be super close. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think the Bears will win 28-21.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to be like a nail biter. I think they're just going to kind of – I think they're going to like the warm weather, honestly.
Yeah.
I like the 49ers. I think they're a good team. I just don't think they got enough firepower.
Yeah.
They talk about injuries. They got some key injuries. That Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Ayuk.
Yeah.
Those are big names.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, those are big names.
I agree. Yeah. I got the Bears winning Sunday in Santa Clara. I'm predicting a score of, I want to say, I'll go 28-17. I'll go 28-17, 28-20, something like that. Given the fact that, again, like Will said, it's just they just don't have enough. They just don't have enough. And I think, the Bears will get into that tempo of the game where they would grind that defense, wear that defense down, beat them up real good with that run game. I know that they have Christian McCaffrey, but we just went against Brandon Jacobs, you know. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be used to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to be used to it after, you know, going against Jacobs and Green Bay. And then,
And Saquon.
Yeah. And Saquon, you know what I'm saying? And he couldn't get nothing going. So I'm not worried about that. I'm not worried about Brock Purdy because Brock Purdy, it seems like that defensive line is starting to generate pressure or find ways to generate pressure. Booker coming off the edge, doing his thing. Of course, you know, you got Dexter and, you know, you got
Sweat,
you know, the boy's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be all right. It's not going to be monumental or, you know, a got to have it sack moment. Now the Bears are playing with their ears pinned back. But it's going to be just enough to affect the game, to make an impact on the game. So there's no way you're going to tell me Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall is going to be carving us up. I'm not believing it. I've seen Stranger Things, but I'm just not believing it. You know, again, Kittle, he's going to always be a threat. Kittle is going to always be a threat. Edwards always getting roasted anyway in coverage. So, you know, he going to get his. Kittle's going to get his, but you can't let Juwan Jennings and Pearsall do their thing, man. So it is what it is. Like I said, I believe the Bears are going to come away with the W, 28-20 or 28-17 Chicago.
I'm going to go Bears win this one as well. I'm going to say 34-27, something like that. I think the Bears, you know, they have a lot to play for, plenty to play for, right? And I think they're motivated, right? This team, you can tell they enjoy winning. They want to have that feeling every single week. They don't give up. You know what I mean? That's one of the things, man. I mean, to not give up in these games, and yeah, they've had what, 6 comebacks or whatever this year, you know, is great to see, man. I just want to see them in a situation. And of course, they did it against Cleveland, but that's a bad team, in my opinion.
They did it against the Eagles, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. That is true. But I still want to see it again because, you know, we got to be playing, like Ben Johnson said, his goal was to be playing the best football at the end of the year in December. They're playing good, but I want to see the best football. I want to see your best game out there being played. And that means you got to play it for the consistent, you know, the whole game, consistent through the whole game. Every play or every drive don't have to be a scoring drive, like I said before. But I just like to see a little bit more consistency on that side of the ball. Defensively, you know what I mean? You got to focus on Christian McCaffrey. You try to take him away from the game, you take Kittle away from the game, and you got your, you know, you got a good way to, that's your key to victory, you might say. You know what I mean? Snatch those guys out of the game and see what you can do. So, yeah, I got it, you know, 34-27 Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, you can't even – it's not even being a homer picking the Bears to win now.
No, it ain't. hey, that's another thing, man. You guys, of course, a couple years back, man, you go out and, you know, Bears hat, Bears jacket, sweatshirt, whatever – and people looking at you like, oh, you a Bears fan? You know what I mean? Now it's like, yeah, we got a whole lot of respect going on around this mug now.
Yeah, I've had a couple
you
people.
Step outside, it's like, oh, yeah,
I like your jersey. Yeah.
Bears doing their thing this year. They doing their thing.
Yeah, they doing their thing.
You see it?
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, Caleb Williams jersey? Oh, he was the USC because I'm out in California. He was the USC. I was like, yeah.
Whole lot more respect nowadays, man.
Oh yeah. It's fun. Enjoy it, man. I tell everybody, enjoy it, man. Yeah. Enjoy it, man. So hey, man, that's all I got. Y'all got any shout outs?
What y'all got?
I ain't got nothing.
Man, I had one. I had a shout out to somebody, but I forgot what it was.
I got one shout out just today. I saw it. I had a couple with the homie Allison, ABQ Bears girl. She been cooking. Everybody, she got so many receipts, dude. She been going back. People
going crazy
in March, and she clowning them, dude. She been smoking everybody, dude. Shout out to her, dude. She's been killing everybody, dude.
Shout out,
pulling
shout
all
out.
Kind of receipts.
Shout out to Allison.
Shout out to Allison.
I like that. Representing us well. That's
when
what
it's
like
repping time.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to Aldo.
Yeah, Aldo.
War
yeah.
Room Network, man. He went through a little health situation. He had a stroke, but he's back, man. He's, you know, like,
good
what,
to hear.
Two,
good
three
to
weeks
hear.
back, man. He's back and doing some things. So shout out to him,
Yes,
man.
sir. Shout out to Aldo.
For your health, your family, and everything like that. So
good to hear.
Yes, sir. Shout out Aldo. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And
friend of the
it
show.
For me, man.
But that's
yeah,
it.
All right, till next week. Bear down.
Y'all
yes,
take it
sir.
easy.
We out.
Peace.
Peace.